the light, fluffy, powdery snow. Let's see if Jason Kanz has been already out playing in the snow this morning. Good morning.
I have not been out playing in the snow this morning. Good morning. I did shovel a little bit last night, but noticed that it accumulated some again overnight.
Yep.
And so I'll get back out there again and take another whack at it.
Yeah. Mm. Again, it's the light, fluffy, powdery, not the heavy, wet. The good thing about the heavy, wet, that's the great for the snowballs and the snowmen, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, yeah, that's true.
And snow women. We don't want to discriminate. All right. That's so.
Snow people.
Yeah, snow people. All right,
no,
so our last visit together on the air until a week from Monday. So let's make it good, huh?
That's true. That's true. You bet. What do you want to talk about?
Well, Philippians 4:13 is going to take a while, so we've got to save some time at the end for that. But
for sure.
I guess we'd talk about what do you got planned for the weekend?
What do I have planned for the weekend? It's the last weekend for show choir competition. This weekend, and that'll be in Holman this weekend. But it's also Tessa is starting to ramp up for dance competitions.
And right.
So it, you know, it's kind of an interesting spring is a busy season, particularly for my wife, who does the lion's share of everything related to that. And I just try to man and hold down the house in the meantime. So I think that's the big stuff going on this weekend for us.
Have we mentioned lions every March broadcast we've had now, or what?
I think that's the goal.
Yeah.
Maybe we should try to do that. We've got a few left yet, but we could try to work.
So far, so good. So far, so good, yeah. And Tessa and Elena, both good friends and dancers together with the same dance company. So, yeah, I think, as I understand, it's like dress rehearsal both days this weekend.
Yeah. I think it can be an exhausting weekend for them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going on. I have been talking with our friend Roseanne a little bit about some stuff with Larger Story, and she was asking me about whether I would want to be interviewed about Soul Talk, and so just thinking through that, and I think that would be, I probably will, but I would need to reread Soul Talk again, and
Larry Crabb book, and that's for the Larger Story the relational podcast they do. So,
yeah,
all right,
the relational podcast.
Well, that's an exciting honor. All right,
yeah.
Well, and more snow in the forecast. I mean, it just doesn't want to quit. But we've got more snow in the forecast for Saturday night, right?
On that note, before we get too far from it, you mentioned you're bringing up lions a lot this March.
Yeah,
and on the note of the snow, I think there's a proverb that says. March comes in like a lion and goes out like a lamb.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you for saying that, Dawson.
Yeah.
He said that back on March 1st, and I was telling him it was the other way, and I was wrong. I admitted it here on the air. All right, we got to cover a lot of ground in Philippians 4:13, and then when we're away, Dawson's going to be, I think, just reading the verse and the section from the commentary. So.
Sounds good.
All right, what do you got?
Well, the verse is short. The verse says, "For I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength."
But in Letters to the Beloved, it's longer, and you go like this for Philippians 4:13. Spend a few moments on verse 13. In the ESV, the translators rendered it, "I can do all things through him who strengthens me." People often take this popular verse out of context. Well-meaning believers have corrupted Paul's words as a motivator for their self-salvation projects. They read it as biblical proof that belief gives them the extra boost to move them from good to extraordinary, but that's a self-centered attitude. Paul's point was not that he could do great things, but that because of my spirit, he was able to endure both good and bad peacefully. Well, this morning, I think I'm going to have to ask, go ahead and defend that against those who maybe presented differently.
Mm.
I think just if you're reading the context of what's going on there, you know, Paul is really talking about, you know, things can be really, really tough. And he's talking about choosing to endure through the strength of Christ in the midst of that. I think it's something that often gets slapped on water bottles and T-shirts as this idea of, you know, I'm pretty amazing, and with Jesus, I'm more amazing. And I think it misses Paul's context there. I really think Paul is talking about, when things are hard, Christ still prevails.
Hmm.
And I may get pushback on that, but I feel like it's accurate.
Well, I'm going to set it up, actually, because Michael English in his song, In Christ Alone, I think is based on Philippians 4:13. And if I'm correct with that, that's the song that quarterback Frank Reich, who just became the head coach of Carolina, the Carolina Panthers, that Buffalo was down to the then Houston Oilers by more than 30 points at halftime in a playoff game in the early 90s, and he rallied them all the way back to win. And afterwards, he said he had the words of that verse, Philippians 4:13, and this Michael English song on his mind. Jason, thanks again. See you for breakfast tomorrow. WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show.
I am Morgan Isham from Menominee, Wisconsin, and this is my cabin fever dream.
Warning, cabin fever detected.
You said it was time, right? Let's get to shooting here. We have our pledgers for this morning. We have Jerome, we have Sam, we have Cody. And if you want to give here before the buzzer, oh, we have one more pledger. Pledging $25 for each shot made. Then do a sixth shot and they're all doubles?
Wow.
I don't necessarily understand that. We'll sort that out afterwards. But hey, if you want to pledge, 715-396-1670. Pledge for every basket made, everyone missed. Or just give us a flat pledge, however you want to do it.
I think that one is a voicemail, so we could actually play it. But it makes sense to me. They're saying, shoot five. It's 25. Is it 25 per? It seemed like it was 25 per.
Yeah, 25 per basket.
And then a sixth one doubles whatever we racked up in the first five. So there's a lot on the line here today.
Yes, certainly.
Also, a three-hour unlimited play Action City Pass going out to one of these folks. All right, I can start, and we're going to alternate. That's kind of the way we're going to do this, right?
Is that the easiest of bouncing off the microphones? You know what? Let's do it.
I do three, you do two, or what?
Works for me. I got plenty coming my way next week, so.
All right, so here we go.
Yeah, stepping up to the hoop here, up to the line. Here he comes. And the first basket. Oh, very, very close. All right, passing things off here. He's going for a second. That's what we like to see. Off the rim, it jumped up. He's going for a third. Yeah, there's a two out of three. All right, I've got to keep this streak going here.
Once you miss one, you don't want to, be done. And I hit the next two, and it was fully back overhand. All right, Dawson, underhand. There's the toss. Oh, off a little bit. Just straighten it out, buddy. Straighten it out. Dad wants to see your first make. Come on home. There it is. We go three out of five here on the WIB Wake Up Show. WWIB matching what was done several different instances this week. I think yesterday Kristen went 3 for 5 as well. At 8:45 in the morning. All
I think that was an important moment for me. I went 0 for 5 first time, the second day of the month. It hurt. It stung.
Yep.
I had some pledgers, and, it's good to make my first one on the air. Made plenty in practice, I want people to know, but this is where it counts. So
next week, you're going to keep it cooking. All right.
I have to.
The WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB, and we always welcome guest shooters. In fact, there's one, somebody who had messaged me on the text line, and it's just occurring to me now that, Cody Ender is our guest listener who's here, and I guess the family's in the van. You guys heading somewhere today?
No, it's just my day off. And actually, I was hoping to get them all in here, maybe having our kids through a couple, but got here a little late. So
okay, well, good enough. And we got 8:51, so the show is kind of winding down here this morning. All right, so bring us up to speed. When we say the family, who are we talking about?
I have my wife, Cassie, soon to be celebrating 5 years in April.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And our two children, Thomas and Rebecca. I know they're probably listening out there in the van. Daddy says, hi. So, yeah. And then the older kids are at school right now, so.
All right, well, we got one pledger here this morning. Marcy is, at this time, Marcy and Bloomer as the inside track for the two passes for the trampoline park at Action City on an Action City Friday. 396-1670 if somebody still wants to get in and support Cody for this. And this is the last Hope and Hoops I'm a part of until at least next Friday or maybe a week from Monday. So, Cody, it's all yours. Take it away.
Alrighty.
All right. So, Cody, an avid and frequent listener to WWIB, and he's pledged for a number of different instances. We'll call the play-by-play. You know what? Hold it. I got to get the different music on.
Oh,
That was the talk music.
Oh.
And then we've got the regular Hoops music here as we were visiting. And I'm still compiling Best of the Week in the other studio. So that's we'll have a song coming up here. Kane on the way before that. All right, here, let's change music. Here we go. All right, the Hoops music is on. We got the play-by-play. You can still pledge for Cody. 396-1670 WWIB. Thanks to Marcy for doing that. Let's go for it. He's going underhand. There it is. Off the backboard and in. That's the Michelle Johnson approach. You guys, all right, here's the underhand. There it is. Banked it two in a row. I find it difficult to do that, to do the same motion every time. But, yeah, he was off to the right. Two out of three. Two more to go. There's the next one. Yeah, I banked it in. The Michelle Johnson School of Shooting. Underhand it, and it banks in 4-5. Cody just comes in off the street and says, this is how you do it. As Dawson and I went 3-for-5 collectively earlier and missed the doubler that was thrown out to us. We get the post-shooting interview, but again, that cleanup mentality as Cody cleaned up.
Colors, it's kind of natural to want to have to clean up after them. So
yeah, right, exactly. And their toddlers are how old?
Rebecca just turned 3 in February, mm-hmm. and Thomas will be turning 4 in April.
Thomas the Tank Engine. All
Thomas
right.
The Tank Engine, yes.
All right. Very good. And terrific. Well, Cody, tell us as we wrap it up here what you love about WWIB.
I absolutely love the We Are Family moniker. I definitely feel a part of this family, you know, being an avid listener and texter and just a requester of songs. And definitely, I absolutely love the family atmosphere. And, mm-hmm. and you know, we are to love one another, and who better than to love each other as family.
Yep, so that's right. Well, thank you so much, Cody. Thanks for coming in. And thanks to Marcy, the pledge. It was $10 per make. You nailed 4 of them, so way to go. It's time for the Best of the Week. The song was ending at the same time you said good morning, and so it's, do I talk to the masses or I say hi to you? And if I slam the phone down, I apologize.
Hi, this is Jackie and Kaden from Eau Claire, and we seriously have cabin fever.
But I'm just getting this text from my mom. You know, she's a faithful listener. The live stream, wib.com, and Wauwatosa, Caleb. Again, I was talking this morning about enjoying shooting hoops as a kid. So she says, I was sure you would make at least 3 baskets. I made 1-for-5.
Okay.
She says, ah, well, Giannis is a hard time with 3 throws, too.
Well, I mean, but you're being compared to Giannis, so.
Yeah, that's true. Here we go. One more from Betsy in Evenings, and she's 4 out of 5. Oh. 80%, one shy of Caleb's perfection from March 1st.
Man. Now, if I wouldn't have tried that overhand, maybe I would have got all 5.
All right, listen. Didn't do as good as Betsy, but I did go 3 out of 5. So there you go, Mom. My mom had said yesterday, I thought you'd make at least 3. Stepping up, underhand. Who knew Betsy'd be my shooting coach? But it works that way in life sometimes, right? We talked about lint rollers, which should also be dog hair rollers. And we talked about when it gets stuck or you rip it. But what about days like today where you meant to use it and then you realize you didn't and you look like you slept in the dog bed? Have you ever had that happen to you?
I have had that happen to me probably more often than I would wish to acknowledge. You know, I'm convinced there needs to be a line of fashion that allows for things like dog hair, food stains, those sort of things. You know, we have the whole ripped jeans approach, but why not food stains and dog hair?
All right, let's be the trendsetters to set that. Julie has Ren Collective, Julie Smith and Eau Claire, and Sherry and Bloomer has Chris Tomlin. Their opening songs have led to a tie. On the listener line, Caleb, I had Chris Tomlin up 1. You had Ren Collective up 1.
Yes.
So let's do an overtime. The overtime is over, and congratulations to Chris Tomlin and Sherry and Bloomer, her candidate, her artist, just edging out Ren Collective. What a battle.
It really was. Going to overtime right away. I have Cooper in studio here. Good morning, Cooper.
Good morning.
And are you shooting for Hope and Hoops? Daddy got you up pretty early today, right?
Yes.
Yeah, earlier maybe than you wanted to, but you've got your cool Packers jersey.
Yes.
And Mr. Terry gave you some chips. So that's pretty cool. What kind of chips did you get?
Yeah, chips and a potato one.
Ranch chips and potato chips. So that's pretty cool, too. That's the breakfast of champions.
33 degrees here at our studio in Halley. And Caleb, we're hearing from Candy north of Strum this morning. She called, talked to Michelle, said she spotted a robin.
Wow. Mm-hmm. All right, look out, Robin, because there's a little snow coming. Exactly. But we're glad you're here.
Yes.
I'm all crippled up, but rejoicing in the Lord. So, he's so good. and he's good all the time. So that's precious.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? It's just a thrill to know that God has blessed WWIB all these years. And it's such a pleasure to be able to give out the gospel. What would we do without Jesus?
Amen.
He's absolutely so precious and so faithful to all of us. So my admonition today is, if you don't know Jesus as your Savior, please ask him in your heart today. It's so simple. All you have to do is just say, "Dear Jesus, I'm sorry for my sins. Please come in my heart." It's so simple and so sweet. So any one of you out there that are hearing my voice right now, I would urge you to accept Jesus